WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key, home of Southern Sports and Talk, Noonan, Sharpsburg, Franklin.
On your mark, get set, let's go.
I can't do it. We'll do it live. Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
Mister, will you please wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up?
Good morning, Kevin Durant. You should have never left California.
This Bronx sexual upset me in to bring this teenage idiot from Wisconsin into a sports conversation. Are you really surprised the Cowboys are giving up on Ezekiel Elliott?
Whoa. Hell no!
Well, no one cares about baseball.
Bitch, are you for real?
We are set and ready to go. Welcome to the Taco Tuesday edition of Snowman in the Morning. Glad to have y'all with us. Still working in the lab, putting a lot of putting a lot of things together. I appreciate you guys hanging with us. I appreciate you guys being patient. Yesterday, I had a lot of running around to do. A lot. And where did I put it? There it is. Folks have asked, you know, how is Sonya doing? She is fine. She just had a couple of doctor's appointments yesterday morning. And again, I appreciate you guys checking up on me and my family. And I'm working on a project for my daughter, Cheyenne, because I want to get her home. Jody and I want to get her home. I'll explain all of that as we go along here this morning. Again, glad to have y'all with us. I'll be in the lab for most of the morning while talking sports with you guys. And now it is time for today's Whip Around, and it's presented by Fanatics. From USA Today, Baker Mayfield signed his new contract with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Monday, and it didn't take long for him to be asked about replacing future Hall of Fame quarterback Tom Brady. Baker Mayfield said, let's do this right for you, Cole Johnson, quote, listen, I'm never going to be Tom Brady. There is a reason he has won so many Super Bowls. He's the greatest of all time. Let me repeat that. He's the greatest of all time. What do I need here? Baker Mayfield, I got a question.
Why the f*** you lying? Why you always lying? Oh my God. Stop f***ing lying.
Oh. Yeah. Don't you ever, 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 ever tell that lie again. The Houston Texans made two major additions to their offense on Monday, agreeing to one-year deals with Dalton Schultz and running back Devin Singletary. Schultz's deal is worth up to $9 million, according to NFL Network, which first reported his deal. Singletary's is worth up to $3.75 million, a source told ESPN's Adam Schefter. The 26-year-old Schultz will take over as the Texans' starting tight end. Jordan Atkins had agreed to the contract with the Cleveland Browns in free agency, while O.J. Howard signed with the Las Vegas Raiders on Monday. Meanwhile, the 25-year-old Singletary will complement starter Damian Pierce in the backfield. And unfortunately for Devin Singletary, he was never, ever, ever used in the right way with the Buffalo Bills. And now that running game is about to suffer. On the same day, the Bills saw their leading rusher the past four seasons depart for the Houston Texans. The Bills reached an agreement with former New England Patriots running back Damian Harris on a one-year deal. Singletary has led Buffalo in rushing since being selected in the third round of the 2019 draft. Harris, who turned 26 in February, was supplanted by Ramondre Stevenson as the Patriots' number one running back in 2022. He was also limited by a thigh injury that sidelined him for six games. Now the Patriots are going to be scrambling, even though Ramondre Stevenson is their number one quarterback. You have to wonder, how far will that last? To the NBA we go to conclude this whip around. Julius Randle scored a career high, ready for this number, 57 points. And I love the next line.
Hit me.
But that wasn't enough to save the New York Knicks from a disappointing 140-134 to the Minnesota Timbercats.
You're brutal.
That's what?
You're brutal.
As long as you've hung with me on the air, you know I've said worse.
Oh, I know. That's tame for you.
That's really tame.
That's
I'm not
tame
fully
on
awake
the air
yet.
For you.
Can you recreate the backgrounds that you made for me with the name across the top?
Yeah. Okay.
I'll create a few here as I'm in and out of the lab. Well, that concludes our whip around presented by Fanatics. For more on these short stories, go to the growing show page of snowmanmultimediasports.com/SITMCJ and learn more about all the segments that we have on the show. I've been digging in the lab since like 5 this morning.
Oh, wow.
My buddy Fitz is up with us. Good morning to you, John Fitzgerald. Good morning, Snowman. How about your Chicago Bears? I'm not worried about the Bears. They're going to go 3-14 again anyway. And my team is the 49ers.
And they're moving out the city soon anyway.
And they're moving to Arlington Heights. That should tell you everything you need to know about the Chicago Bears. Mm-hmm. I'll touch that next segment. Good morning, Snow Crew. Jello Random. Trash, according to Mr. McCaffey. Ryan, do you have time to join us this morning? Because we didn't get a chance to get to you yesterday. Vicalach. How are you, gentlemen? We're doing good, Victor. I'm not awake yet, but I have a triple play of peppermint and lemon zinger tea, and I got a little emergency in with it. Was worried last night that Jody had contracted COVID. Nope, she is like me. Yeah, it was just stomach issues.
Okay,
and it's going to involve a change for me. I'm no longer going to have ground beef because I see the damage it's doing to her. And I'm surprised it hasn't done the same damage to me. And it's part of my stomach issues. So made that decision this morning. Back to the Fanatics feedback zone. My Browns are awful with Deshaun Watson. Hey, Fitz.
Awful no matter who's their quarterback right
now. Hey, Fitz, it's going to get worse.
Unfortunately, man, no matter who's their quarterback. For some reason, the Browns just simply can't construct a team and keep the continuity together. That's the sad part about it.
I'm sorry. What was that C-letter cuss word that you said?
Oh, Lord, I cursed. Yes.
You did.
Yeah, they can't build a team and keep the continuity for it, you know, long term. It's, you know, they had a nucleus built, but they only had 1 year success, and then they had to blow it up.
And they blew it up. Stupid. Mm-hmm. Stupid. Back to the feedback zone. I want Baker back. No, you don't.
Oh, Lord.
No, you don't. The playmaker will join us in a few moments, and I have a few changes I'm going to. Oh, wait. No, I can't play. I can't play that. Hey, McCoffey, if you could join us, let us know. The playmaker will join us next in 4 minutes. This is Snowman in the Morning with Cole Johnson.
This is Snowman in the Morning. The original Think Drink is back. Level up with proven ingredients formulated to crush your competition. No gimmicks, no jitters, no messing around. Just high potency results that keep you moving day or night. There's a new nerd in town, and we came to play. Nerd Focus, smarter than energy.
SeatGeek is the ticketing app for fans like the high five strangers guy. Game-winning interception. First down. Just a nice, solid tackle. If you're in arm's length, you will be swapping skin with this extrovert. You see, he knows SeatGeek got him a great deal on tickets, so he can focus on what he does best. Smacking palms. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
This is a BS3 Network presentation. Politics.
They'll write the law, but they'll enforce it differently. Is that going to apply both ways?
Religion.
God never said that we can't reason together. Matter of fact, he said, let us sit and reason together.
Relationship.
I believe that everybody wants and needs somebody.
From a man's perspective.
So they say, girls, if I put some polish on that and get him to buy some different clothes, girl, he could be a winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Join the thought engineer.
There's nothing wrong with me developing my piece and you developing your piece, but understand the goal is to come together.
And comedian John Yoki.
Negro, I don't need you putting on no chapstick up there in the pulpit. You do that over there in your chair.
Get ready for live every Monday at 7 p.m. Central.
Now, forgive me not knowing the brother. You got your mic, but I don't know who the hell you are. It's like you're in the Broadcast Witness Protection Program.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome, as Cole says best, the hardest working man in content creation, Darnell Solins, a.k.a. the playmaker, who is close to bursting out laughing because of the intro we just played for him. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning.
I'll say it for you. Mr. Johnson, you a fool.
What? I just wanted to take creative liberties. I love his nickname.
As executive producer and executive content producer for Snowman Multimedia, you have every bit of creative freedom. You a fool because you a damn genius.
Thank you.
What's on your mind this morning, Playmaker? Yeah, what's up, brother? For us?
I have a difficult decision to make here.
You have a what?
I have a difficult decision to make.
And what decision is?
You have to make.
Do I want to give out some more stunners? Or do I just let it be?
No. I'll say option C. Neither. Why? Because we're going to allow the playmaker to... Who's the victim, first of all? Who's the victim?
Several. victims.
Give me a list.
From the women's NCAA tournament.
Oh, you want to go there. Okay. Who are the victims? Tell me.
Well, one of them has to be Duke. One of them has to be Indiana.
I know one's Indiana. You know what? I'll do it this way. To several teams in the women's NCAA tournament, the Playmakers said have a seat. Cook.
First on the docket, Florida State Seminoles.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, you're going with the state team already. Okay. First. All right.
The simple fact is that you guys started off, you know, unbelievable. You won like 20 games out of nowhere, like in the first 23 games. And also you tailed off at the end, and then you had a matchup with the Georgia Bulldogs in the first round.
Love it.
In a 7-10 matchup, and I was forced to pick. Smartly of me, I picked the Lady Bulldogs to stun you.
Stun him again.
You were forced to pick him? Okay.
You know, I had to choose one of the two. You know, I'm a Gator fan, so it was poisoning my mouth. But putting the bias to the side, I made an executive choice, and I picked the Bulldogs. So that happened. Let's go somewhere close to Snowman's territory.
Mm-hmm.
The Lady Wolfpacks of NC State.
Do it again. Continue.
Another 7-10 matchup, and you guys get beat by Princeton.
Yep.
Damn, I really school's cold. They don't know when to go away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. The men are doing their business and the women are doing their business.
So, NC State, very disappointed in you guys. But yeah, somehow, somewhere, I ended up picking Princeton.
You made another executive decision, didn't you?
Yep.
Good call.
Now, the sailors, isn't that I didn't get correctly. Let's head out west. Matter of fact, let's be more the Pacific Northwest, shall we?
Uh-oh.
A team that was supposed to win their conference ended up winning their conference, and it made me have to think about some things.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody.
What?
In their right mind.
What?
Thought Washington State.
What?
Would win the Pac-12.
What?
Okay.
But they did.
Yes, they won Pac-12.
And then you got caught by Florida Gulf Coast.
FGCU rears its wonderful head again. Okay.
Shout out to the Queen of Hoops. She called that one. I did.
Who called that one?
The Queen of Hoops called that one.
Megan. Gosh, she's wonderful at hoops.
She called that one. I can't take no pleasure in that one. Then we're going to go from one champion to another champion, shall we?
Go for it.
Iowa State Cyclones.
The Cyclones.
Matter of fact, nobody thought you would beat Texas in the Big 12 championship, but you
mm-hmm.
did.
Mm-hmm.
But you got sent out by the Rockets of Toledo. The Rockets of Toledo took you out. The Big 12 champions. Didn't see that coming. That was just round one.
Uh-huh.
Right, ready for round two?
Go with it.
Round two, good gracious. As I'm
fight. This. Round two. Fight.
That's for you, Cole. Thank you.
This one pains me. This one also gonna pain Megan Price too.
Uh-oh.
Stafford Cardinals.
Ooh. Ooh. Call that one. Call that one.
The Ole Miss Rebels.
Euphoria.
What building?
And
what? And told you
to go home.
Not only to go home, but get the F out of here.
On to the starter.
I believe the proper phrasing goes, you ain't got to go home, but you got to get the hell out of here.
The first one seed to get ousted out the women's tournament, so you can say nothing, son, for that one.
On to the starter!
And then we continue on. This one's really going to hurt Mrs. Price because she is a Longhorn fan.
And they're gone.
And them Cardinals of Louisville walked into Austin, Texas.
What?
And said, oh, y'all the home team? That's cool.
Euphoria.
Y'all still going to take this 22-point behind beating in your own, front of your own crowd.
Oh, so you mean tell me...
16,000 in the new place.
And they had to see them take a double digit.
Let me back up, playmaker. They took a colossal.
Sorry, Megan. I'm sorry, Queen of Hoops. I had to do it. It had to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this one, the final one, gets the most stunts.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Indiana Hoosiers.
Oh, they get the most stunts. Oh,
they get the most stunts. So go ahead and give them a stunt for me, Carbonate.
Our number one seed goes down.
No, it gets better. This is the reason why they get the most stunts. But first one, I had to call your name so you get a stunt for that one. Not only is the number one seed, you was at home.
Mm-hmm.
Assembly Hall.
Assembly Hall, one of the toughest places in college basketball to win it.
Hmm. Before they corporatized it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And I'm gonna say this and I'm gonna let Cody stun the heck out of y'all, because it's not only just you, the man gonna get some more stunners for this. Not only did you lose at home, but you lost to Miami. And if my memory serves me correctly, it is the same team that the men lost to.
Yep,
that is correct.
Go ahead, Cole.
Yep.
All right.
On to the starter!
It's the third time in NCAA tournament history that a team has knocked out the same team in the same round.
Bitch, are you for real?
And it's wonderful. You must not be Indiana fan, Snowman. And it's wonderful.
I'm pretty sure you watched your men get taken out.
Socked in the mouth.
By the Miami Hurricanes.
Hey. I'll say the same four words for my Southern friends, Playmaker, Cole, and Victor. socked in the mouth.
You'll think the ladies would take that energy and apply it to their game. Because they it's the same school in the same round. And unlike the men's tournament, Indiana, you were home.
Yeah, they didn't have to travel.
Miami had to come from Coral Gables
up
to Assembly Hall.
Bloomington, Indiana, yes.
Yep.
They left the warm fronts of Florida to the cold fronts of Indiana.
And when they left Assembly Hall, Red, they said to all of Indiana,
"Bitch, please."
He ain't the only one saying that, but go on.
And you decide to get beat by the Lady K's as the 9 seed. They're not the 8 seed. They're not a 7 seed. They're a 9 seed.
They're the lower part of the bracket.
Which, by the way, lets me know that's two Florida schools that are 9 seeds that are in the Sweet 16.
That's correct.
Gotta love it.
So, ladies, I'm sorry, but hold on, there's one more.
There's one more.
Oh my gosh. Do I have to do this one?
Yes.
Oh man, I love Carol Lawson. I really do. Hall of Famer. But your Blue Devils did take a stunner and Cameron indoors. To Colorado Buffaloes.
That's right.
Cole, give him a triple play.
All right.
Off to the starter!
This one I thought y'all was going to turn the corner.
They turned the corner.
After you blew that 20-point lead to North Carolina in the same damn building.
Yep.
A game late part of the regular season.
A game I actually watched in full.
Thought y'all turned the corner. I said they'll handle business in the first round. Matter of fact, I had Colorado getting upset in the first round, but that didn't happen. I guess a lot of people had it because they came out like y'all must be playing this disrespectful basketball.
Why'd you do that?
You gotta find your upset somewhere, okay?
Again, why'd you do that?
Okay, this year I've been 50-50 on upsets, all right? I can't get them all right. I wish I could. Otherwise, I'd be saving myself $200. But dang, that's not the case, okay?
Oops.
But Carol Lawson and Duke, I'm going to need y'all to get it together, okay? I'm going to need y'all to learn how to score more than, 40, 48, 50 points a game this year.
Sounds like Virginia's men's basketball, but I digress.
Should we fund them again for losing?
Triple play.
On the 5th year anniversary of the unthinkable.
Triple play.
Five, four, three.
All right, I'm done, ladies. Y'all can rise up the seat. I might be getting cussed up by somebody later on when they find out that I did stunt some ladies, but if you want to be treated equal, then if I'm a stun the man, I got to stun the ladies too.
Well, equal treatment.
Equal rights and equal lefts. Equal stunners.
Yeah. They're competitors. They don't, I know they don't mind.
All right, so now NCAA is done for a while, and I know we have football and NBA to talk about.
Basically, yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, where we start off yet?
MSG.
The 50-point L show.
Yeah. Hey, Julius Randle actually finally scored 50 points in an NBA game. I'm impressed.
But what was the end result?
It was a...
Time out.
You know why is it not going to like this? Yes, playmaker.
Am I looking at this correct? They lost 140 to 134.
That's right, sir.
That's right. Julius Randle scored 57 points, and the Knicks still took him.
Hold on. I'm trying to piece everything together here.
Try as you must.
Please.
MSG, Madison Square Garden. That's the most famous arena in the world.
World's most famous arena. Right.
It was in Manhattan.
They scored 134, and they gave up 140.
That's right.
Yep.
And the opponent that's tripping me out. Is that the Minnesota Timberwolves logo I'm looking at?
That would be correct, sir.
You saw correctly.
Because if I remember correctly, Anthony Edwards is on the sideline.
Yep.
I have never heard Colin Tessa come back yet.
Nope.
Give them a stunner.
Oh, Lord.
Here it comes.
You called for it.
How you lose to a team that don't have their two best players? And you gave up 140 in your own building.
Wise?
No, if Rob's here, Rob's probably be cussing out right about now. If he didn't cuss yesterday, watching that game.
I'm sure he did.
Because there's no car in the town. There's no Anthony Edwards. You at home, and you know you're fighting for seeding position. So is the Timberwolves as well, but they're doing it without two of their best players. Did Jalen Brunson play last night? Yep. So you have Jalen Brunson. You had RJ Barrett. You had Julius Randle. You had
a full squad.
And you scored 134 points in the game.
I don't care. You gave up 140.
You gave up 140.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying.
And now a selection from the Wonder Bread Choir entitled "The Knicks Are Trash."
Now who plays?
I got a present for Cole. The Knicks scored 134 points last night, fighting for their playoff lives. And they lost to the Timberwolves.
You fool! Nice. Now, who played defense in that game?
Did you say defense?
Yes, I did.
You fool!
Seven Timberwolves scored in double figures.
Hey, New York Knicks.
You fool!
And see, that game right there leads to a beautiful question that Victor posed earlier. Question for you guys. How long do you guys think it will be before fundamental team basketball goes completely extinct? Something I talked about with Snowman. And he and I talked about it a little bit over the weekend, too.
I'll answer your question. It already went extinct in 2003.
No, it didn't. No, it didn't go wide. When the playoffs come around, the teams that actually play defense will be the ones that actually end up winning the championship. Go to State from last year. They played defense.
Did you say other teams play defense?
You fool!
No, I said when the playoffs come around, the teams that play defense go in and win the championship.
Okay.
It's the end of the world as we know it. And I don't feel fine.
I'll answer Victor's question.
Morning, Cool.
Morning, Cool. I'll answer Victor's question. Fundamental basketball.
Why the f*** you lying?
Actually playing fundamental basketball?
You fool!
And now a selection from the Wonder Bread Choir for Victor and Victor alone, entitled Faster, Faster, You Fool, You Fool.
A little Bill Cosby to keep our day going.
All right. What's the story about that?
Oh, why I think fundamental basketball went by the wayside in 2003? Mm-hmm. In a question, who showed up?
Let me see. Karan Butler, no.
Oh.
Gilbert Arena, no. No, he was already in the league.
That's what makes Snowman laugh and be mad at the same time. You know what we need to do, Cole? Every time we bring him up, we need to get a clip of the Powerpuff Girls saying him.
Of the what?
The Powerpuff Girls.
Not Powerpuff Girls. But yes, I know who you're talking about. It is this. Well, it made this wonderful fan base very happy.
This moment of bronze sexual stupidity is brought to you by Hooked on Bronix. When you start talking like an idiotic bronze sexual, Hooked on Bronix can set you right. Call 1-800-YOKANG. LJP, now approve all this.
Pay for by the city.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute.
What are we talking about tomorrow? Hold on.
Ain't the city fifth doing a building fund?
Yes.
So how do they plan for that? Because they doing a building fund.
Hey, Playmaker. Surprise.
No, I've been seeing it. I just didn't really pay attention to it until today. Like, wait a minute. How's the city feel paying for that, but they doing a building fund?
Again. Surprise.
Oh, Lord.
That must be clipped.
This is why Steve Harvey brought it up in one of his talk sessions.
Mm-hmm. That is exactly why I put that there.
There's always a building fund in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And a donut still didn't get fixed in 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
We was having a big sale up at the church. You know, for the building fund. Long pause.
Oh, Lord, Ryan.
Oh, Lord. Hooked on Bronix was developed thanks to a grant from the City Fief Fund.
Building Fund.
Building Fund. I didn't read that correctly. Building Fund. I got to put the Southern twang on it. Building Fund.
My bad.
Wait a minute. Wait. I'll pose this question off the air, because if I pose it on the air, I'll kick a hornet's nest.
But you do love the pay for by the city.
Yeah.
note. Playmaker.
See, it takes me to be the one to point out the little stuff that Cope does.
Oh, Ryan pointed that out when he ran the ad last week.
Hey, hold on. Wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute. Ain't they doing a building for her in the world? Oh,
and yes, my wife.
Oh, and by the way, since we on it. Oh, you ain't getting off the hook. I saw last week's episode, Cole.
What?
Why?
What I do now?
Why here trying to speak in tongues? I caught that. Oh, look, that's it. I know he ain't speaking in tongues. What? And Snowman over there like, what are you doing?
That was a purposeful question because I already caught it when he was doing it.
I know you did. I can tell by how you answered.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Which one? That one? That's what I thought.
Get your hands on Hooked on Bronix with the Maybe It's Me discount.
Because look.
And I love LeBron, it.
Victor, it is you. It has always been you. It always will be you.
You say that in the counter and you will get this for a discount.
This moment of Bron's sexual stupidity is brought to you by Hooked on Bronix. When you start talking like an idiotic Bron's sexual, Hooked on Bronix can set you right. Call 1-800-YO-KANG. Now I prove all this.
See, y'all had a lot of stuff going on last time I was in the chat, but y'all ain't see what I did to Victor.
You are nut. an absolute nut.
Snowman, is your fault the reason why I killed Victor in the chat last time?
Okay, so
what the hell did I do?
Because you kept playing that it's you. It's always you and it'll always be you.
Wait. I did so what?
So you know what I did?
You kept playing this, he's saying.
Oh. Yes, LeBron. It is you. It had always been you. It always will be you.
Okay, so what did you say?
And me and Victor were going back and forth in the chat. Y'all weren't paying attention. Was we talking about the Cowboys, Victor?
Yes.
And for whatever reason, I ended up putting the chat. Because he was like, why you got to do it? I said, because it's you, Victor.
I caught that. I caught that.
It was always be you.
I have a present for Cole. Dear Jeannie Buss.
You're fired!
This is for Victor. Dear Jerry. This is for Victor. Dear Jerry Jones.
You're fired!
And one for everyone. Dear Brandon Staley.
You're fired.
No.
Oh, Lord. Victor. This is
what I ever do to you.
What I ever do to you.
Wait. Hold up. In suburban churches, we call building fund sermons stewardship.
And I've heard that.
And it's true. And it's true.
Mm-hmm.
I ran a Sunday service. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Football team is.
Trays. All the football team is trays.
Do it again.
Gosh. Oh, Lord, that's ridiculously funny. Trays.
You know what's trash?
What?
Now that I sat here and thought about it.
What is?
Something that I have never seen or heard before was done over the weekend.
Something you've never seen nor heard before was done over the weekend. Okay.
It was done over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Toronto Raptors, I hope y'all paying attention because this is your fault, the reason why this happened. It is your fault. So let me go ahead and say this. My current favorite player in the NBA is Giannis Antetokounmpo, okay?
Not a bad player.
This man here had a triple-double, by the way. Triple-double against the Toronto Raptors. Mm-hmm. Not something we gonna, bullshit about, right? Because this is what he does, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm gonna give you, he had 22 points, 13 rebounds, and 10 assists, okay? Here's the tripped-out part. You ready for this? Mm-hmm. 9 from 9 from the field, 1 for 1 from 3.
That's wonderful.
Damn good.
This man had a perfect triple-double.
Beautiful. Good game. As a friend of mine used to say, brutiful.
That's Chris Bass.
Toronto, how you let somebody get a perfect triple-double?
Will Toronto Raptors staff.
You're fired!
This man scored 22 points on 9 shots.
Dear Toronto Raptors staff.
You're fired!
For allowing a perfect game, perfect triple-double game in the midst of taking a... You allowed that to happen?
You fool!
We got more stuff for you, folks. Lots of it. Back after this.
This is Snowman in the Morning. The original Think Drink is back. Level up with proven ingredients formulated to crush your competition. No gimmicks, no jitters, no messing around. Just high potency results that keep you moving day or night. There's a new nerd in town, and we came to play. Nerd Focus, smarter than energy.
SeatGeek is the ticketing app for fans like the high five strangers guy. Game-winning interception. First down. Just a nice, solid tackle. If you're in arm's length, you will be swapping skin with this extrovert. You see, he knows SeatGeek got him a great deal on tickets, so he can focus on what he does best, smacking palms. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
This is a BS3 Network presentation. Politics.
They'll write the law, but they'll enforce it differently. Is that going to apply both ways?
Religion.
God never said that we can't reason together. Matter of fact, he said, let us sit and reason together.
Relationship.
I believe that everybody wants and needs somebody.
From a man's perspective.
So they say, girls, if I put some polish on that and get him to buy some different clothes, girl, he could be a winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Join the thought engineer.
There's nothing wrong with me developing my piece and you developing your piece, but understand the goal is to come together.
And comedian John Yogi.
Negro, I don't need you putting on no chapstick up there in the pulpit. You do that over there in your chair.
Get ready for live every Monday at 7 p.m. Central. Because we take this job so serious.
I'm sorry. I did that all wrong. I did that all wrong. My bad.
Do it right, will you?
Oh, God.
Brother Guest, I'm so glad, Ryan, that you here on Coffee with McCarthy. I love you.
What in the all types of blue hell?
This is Snowman in the Morning with Cole Johnson.
What in the all types of blue hell are you thinking?
I did not know they caught me saying all
that. Yes.
Yes.
I didn't think it caught me saying it.
Yeah, it did. Caught me saying it too.
That made it the more beautiful.
Okay,
content goal, baby, content goal.
Yeah, I know you're genius for it.
Thank you.
No, it makes it so bad and so wonderful at the same time. Mm-hmm. Your improvisation and timing. Because last week I was going completely off about you know who.
He almost died in the coffee shop.
Yeah, I was at Starbucks. Mm-hmm. Indeed, I was.
And every time you played it, it got worse and worse.
Listen, I plan to be back there tomorrow.
Every time
you... Yes, LeBron, it is you. It has always been you. It always will be you. That's the only... Where's that damn button? That's the only button concerning him that I'll push. And if I can find the other one, I'd be. Where is it? What are you trying to find? Did you hide it?
No, what are you trying to find?
Our new favorite commercial.
Oh, it's here.
Oh. Yeah, I was in the midst. I found it. In the midst of going completely off about you know who and his Hall of Fame candidacy and his GOAT candidacy, the screen goes dark and the next thing I see is this.
This moment of Braun's sexual stupidity is brought to you by Hooked on Bronix. When you start talking like an idiotic Braun sexual, Hooked on Bronix can set you right. Call 1-800-YOKING. I rare LJPN, now I approve all this.
And I lost it. I absolutely lost it. I absolutely lost it.
By the way, Snowman,
and then you hit me with that.
No, he.
See, I come back and I'm losing my mind. I'm laughing like crazy. There's a crowd around me wondering what's going on, and then they came around to my side of the table just as I was telling Cole to hit it again, mm-hmm. and of course he played it again, and everybody that saw that walked out.
They walked out.
So are we saying that Cole Johnson cleared Starbucks?
Yes. They all came back mm-hmm. to hear the end of the show. Mm-hmm. Oh, the rest of the show. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they're like, who created this? Was it my friend, my executive producer?
So, Mr. Cole Johnson, take a bow.
Okay. Take a bow, indeed.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
And then he comes back with his big blanking smile from Houston to San Antonio.
And for those who don't know, that's almost 200 miles.
Thoughts? Concerns?
Thoughts? Concerns? Like,
questions? I see.
Questions?
And Victor is like, I knew he was up to something when he
didn't show up. Victor said it. Victor said he hadn't shown his face all morning. And it turns out he was in the lab cooking mm-hmm. with that. Oh, by the way, my better half.
Yes.
Just heard the term Hooked on Bronix. Uh-huh. And she gave me this look that said to me, you fool! I said, baby, that's not a creation of mine. She said, it doesn't matter. You have friends. And therefore,
you fool!
You're the head.
Yep.
So everything comes at you. Oh, that's like what he does.
That's one of the rules we have in the house. When Jody and I got together and started living together, we playfully came up with 5 rules for the house. That's number 2. It's always my fault. And before we go to hour 2, it ain't my fault for this.
And I can imagine after a divorce, you just like, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be full. I'm gonna these that's the mentality you're gonna have. That's the mentality you're gonna have.
It's unfortunate, but you're right.
And that's what it is. Like, you know what? I'm gonna do all you dirty. And that's not saying that's mm-hmm. not, but that's
the innocent right.
Especially when you go through something like that, that's the mentality you're going in with. Like, I don't give a about these. is wrong.
And that was the mentality I did. Yes, it's wrong. It's absolutely wrong.
See, see, my partner can't curse. So I will do it for him. He can, but he's not to curse. But I choose to, so I will do it for him. Yeah, f- these. That was the mentality.
But you're right. Yes. You want to hear us go off on Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith and Big Chris Rock? Well, tune in to the latest installment of Mentality. It airs Mondays on the Comey Media YouTube channel and the Realize TV YouTube channel and the Snowman Multimedia YouTube channel. It also airs Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central on the BS3 Network via Roku TV.
Have you been considering a career in real estate? At Keller Williams Realty Atlanta Partners, we prepare you to excel in your real estate career by providing award-winning training, family-based culture, and lead generation tools to build a business that lasts. If you're interested in learning about our pre-licensed school or how to get started, call 678-634-9770 or visit our website, atlantapartnersrealestateschool.com today.